Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about work-life balance. More specifically, the question of should workers have a right to disconnect from electronic communications after hours? Recently, I caught a piece on the Fast Company site with the headline, New York workers may soon get the right to stop answering work email after hours. And we see that there's some proposed legislation before the New York City Council titled, quote, a local law to amend the New York City Charter and the Administrative Code of the City of New York in relation to private employers disconnecting from electronic communications during non-work hours. More or less, this law, if passed, would allow New York City workers the right to not be required to respond to email and other electronic communications from their workplaces during non-working hours. A couple of quick observations of this proposal. First, the name doesn't quite roll off the tongue as a piece of legislation, sort of like the Affordable Care Act or even Prohibition. Maybe shorten up the name next time, New York. But leaving that aside, the details of this proposed regulation or law are what is more interesting. This is patterned on some successful and similar laws that have been passed in France and Germany. This proposal would make it illegal for private employers in New York City to require employees to answer any work-related electronic communications, emails, text, work chat messages, etc., outside of their quote-unquote normal working hours. Here's the relevant excerpt from the proposal for those who don't want to dig into all the government speak. Quote, disconnecting from work, A.1. It shall be unlawful for any employer to require an employee to access work-related electronic communications outside of such employee's usual work hours, not including overtime, except in cases of emergency. There are some other exceptions from this policy named in the proposal. On-call workers and independent contractors would be the two most common exceptions, but essentially, if enacted, this right to disconnect would explicitly forbid private employers to require electronic message responses from workers outside of normal working hours. And the proposal also protects workers from retaliation and interference should they choose to exercise this right to disconnect. A couple of quick thoughts on this, and then you can ponder the wisdom and or need for such a regulation when you take a few minutes away from your own overflowing email inbox. Number one, note that the proposal isn't entirely clear on what quote, in cases of emergency really means. You know, where's the Penske file? Is that an emergency? You know, this seems to create a really big loophole for employers to walk through and define kind of normal business operations as quote unquote emergencies. Number two, if you have to resort to making a rule, whether a piece of legislation or just a company-wide, you know, no email on Thursday policy, then it's pretty likely you have some kind of a problem with email and electronic communication overload. A law might not make sense, but it does seem apparent that carrying on with things as they are and with your employees drowning in messages, texts, and emails, etc., isn't going to be sustainable forever. Number three, it's at least worth pondering a few other questions. Like, what would our organization do if this law did apply to our employees? How would we communicate, organize, collaborate, and manage differently? Does our organization really rely on almost 24/7 electronic access and availability of our people? And if so, what does this do to them? Do I think this kind of European style kind of proposal would actually pass into law anywhere in the United States? No, not really. But the way we tend to recoil or even mock these kinds of proposals that, even if ill-considered at their core, still have a well-intentioned goal of giving workers more balance and time to recharge, time to be not thinking about work, it also suggests that we probably are contributing to the problem too. I know I wrote not so long ago, I don't think, that you could learn everything you needed to know about an organization's work culture by examining about 6 months' work worth of email traffic on the weekends. Who is sending weekend emails? Who are they sent to? Who is responding? What's the subject matter? How quickly are the responses coming for these email and off weekend and off hours emails? They'll tell you tons about the organization's work culture. Have a few extra minutes soon? Ask your IT group to give you some stats on weekend email usage. It would be really, really interesting. I'm not sure if this law will pass or will ever pass anywhere in the United States, but it does make us think really long and hard about email, electronic communication overload, 24/7 electronic availability of our people, and what that means to them and to our organizations longer term. That's it today from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Check all the full-length HR Happy Hour Podcast Network shows on www.h3hr.com.